Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Anchorage Community Theater's upcoming season.
And to talk about it, we have Bill Cotton, who's the executive director, and Don Gomes, who sometimes directs and serves on the board of directors. Let's start out by telling us what you're going to do this season.
Well, we're going to start off in September with On Golden Pond. Our Christmas show is a show called My Three Angels, a real funny and wonderful show. After Christmas, we're going to do a show called A Shana Madel, a wonderful drama. After that, we're going to do actually a world premiere called It Home with the Clarks, just a completely zany comedy, and finish off with a musical, Nonsense.
Very famous musical.
Sounds like a really interesting season. You're balancing it with some of the more well-known shows on Golden Pond, of course, made famous by the movie with Henry Fonda and Jane Fonda and Katharine Hepburn, and then closing with Nonsense, the very funny musical. I think we've all seen that. But mixed in with some other shows, why don't you talk a little bit about the other shows you're doing. Don, you're directing My Three Angels, correct? Talk about that a bit.
Yeah, well, My Three Angels is one of those old chestnuts. It was first done in 1953, I think, and since then, it was twice made into a movie called We're No Angels. It's set in French Guiana in 1910 in the capital city, Cayenne. And there's three prisoners on work release, and they kind of conspire to say, we're going to help this guy that runs this general store that we're working on here. And all kinds of plot twists and romance that goes awry, and it's very poignant, very funny, and it's a great. It's actually set in Christmas, Christmas Day in 1910.
Not quite the Christmas image we have of the Courier and I's snow Christmas image, but still Christmas time.
No, it's 100 plus degrees there. It's very warm.
It'll be nice for us here in Anchorage to go to a Christmas show and think we're in South America.
Yeah, I think we're going to keep the heat really high in the theater that day.
No, we'll all have coats on.
And you're also doing a couple of shows, one of which is a premiere, the show by Rand Higby, At Home with the Clarks, and also A Shana Madel by Barbara LeBeau. Is that how you pronounce her last name?
Yes.
Talk about how you came to those two shows. Maybe we should start with Rand Higby's show.
Well, I think what ties all our shows together this year and probably in past years are they're all great stories. But as far as At Home with the Clarks, I saw a show here at Cyrano's that TBA Theater folks put on called The Head That Wouldn't Die. Believe it was three summers ago.
I saw it too.
Funniest shows I've ever seen, along with Our Lend Me the Tenor, which Don was in. I met Rand at the Valdez Theater Conference and had the pleasure of, not this year, but last year, being in a reading of this play. And again, it is just a hilarious comedy. There's a little bit of everything in there. A traditional family from the late 60s, very respectfully presented. There's, you know, a few zombies, you know, nuclear war, time travel, a little bit of everything, but a really funny play.
I always admire his work. I enjoy I've only seen it at the conferences, but I've enjoyed everything. It's going to be nice to see it actually with costumes.
Right. We all are familiar with Rand's work at the conference. And it's nice to see that a local theater here, a community theater, is doing original work. And I've noticed that ACT's done that in the past, which is that part of the mission statement to present original work, or is it just something that you have grown into since the conference has been cultivating many new plays in the area?
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit of both. We try to do a variety of things. And I think, as I said, the main thing we're looking for is wonderful stories, whether they're new ones or whether they're old ones that were originally written, you know, decades ago. And we did a play called Heart several years ago that was another world premiere that came originally from the Valdez Conference. And that was a great story also.
Well, you always attract good audiences because of the kind of work you do there. It's been proved wonderfully since you got there and since we have better actors in town all the time, thanks to the conference, really.
We do have a great group of actors in town. I think we have a great group of theaters in town, too.
And Don, you've been involved with theaters throughout your career. I know you're recently moved to Anchorage, but you've had a long career in running theaters in the past. And one of the questions I was going to ask both of you, Bill and Don, is what just goes into the selection of a play season for a community theater? Are there certain criteria you keep in mind? Bill, you mentioned you want to have plays with good stories, which is always what we want to have in theater. Don, do you have any thoughts about that?
Sure. I think, as Bill pointed out, a good story is really important, and then everything else sort of flows from that. There is a good pool of actors here, and I've been really pleased to be reintroduced into theater. I was out of the whole business for about 27 years, and I did start some theaters, and a show like My Three Angels has some nostalgia for me. Besides being a holiday kind of show, I did it as an equity actor years ago, and so to get back into directing, it was kind of a fun transition. But it provides a lot of roles for actors, and I think for the audience, it'll provide a good feeling as they leave the theater.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Bill Cotton and Don Gomes, executive director and director, respectively, of ACT, or as it's popularly known, or Anchorage Community Theater.
And let's take a moment and talk about Shayna Madel, also another play which you say has a great story, but may not be that familiar to the local theater audience. I don't think it's been performed here in Anchorage before, has it?
I am not sure, tell you the truth. It is just a wonderful, warm drama that has some comedy in it. It's a little bit different than our regular shows, but it is, again, just a wonderful story. It's set right after World War II in New York City, and an older man and his 20-something daughter got out of Germany before World War II. They're Jewish, so they survived all that. Unfortunately, at the last moment when they were leaving, the other daughter and the mother were not able to get out. So the story is set after World War II, when the daughter, who had to live through the Holocaust, comes to New York and is reintroduced to the father and the other daughter, who's thoroughly Americanized. Just a wonderful drama. You'll leave the theater feeling you saw a great show.
It's a very famous show that I never saw. I was living in New York at the time, but unfortunately on a rather fixed income, so I didn't see it at the time. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. Mm-hmm.
And actually, On Golden Pond is, I believe, never been performed in Anchorage. The play is, you know, predates the movie, and it's a great story. We just have announced our cast for that play also, and we have just a wonderful cast, starting with Linda Benson and Jerry McDonnell. Veronica Page plays the part that Jane Fonda played in the movie.
It's always hard to compare local actors with film actors. And I think one thing about this play that I've always enjoyed is that it doesn't depend upon star material, Henry Fonda or a Jane Fonda, to make it a workable play. So great stories you're mentioning, too. So that's a great cast. I know all those actors and wonderful actors here.
I actually did see that on Broadway. And it is. It's an excellent play.
And Bill, also, I know one thing that ACT does, in addition to your slate of plays, is you often open your doors to other theaters coming in, high school theaters. I know Shotzi Shaver did her four play there this year. And you also bring in some groups from outside. Do you have anything like that planned for this year?
Well, we do plan to present another summer show next year with Dave Block and his group. We're not going to do Foreplay this year. I think the folks who put on Foreplay, just it's an exhausting process. So we're going to take a year off from that. We did have a couple of high school groups present plays, and we hope to repeat that this year. We will have out-of-town storytellers, magicians come in from time to time. We tend to fit everything into our theater that we can. We had another run this summer, where I believe we had 19 straight days of use of the theater in the evenings, and several of those days we had magic camps going on in the afternoon.
Excellent.
Sounds like you're a community theater, in the true sense of the word, providing theater for and about the community.
We really try, and we try in our weekly emails to send out notices of the other local plays in town also.
Yes, and I appreciate that because I do the calendar.
So, Don, tell us something about your involvement with ACT. How did you get involved with ACT?
Well, I took the big plunge about a year and a half ago that it's time to get back on stage, and went and auditioned for Lend Me a Tenor, and I was fortunate to get cast. And I went from that being overbearing in that show to Inspecting Carol being addled, and then Superior Donuts being evil with red hair, although you can't see that my hair is really gray now. But so it was a great welcoming, very warm feeling among people. There was just a lot of support, and I think that meant a lot. I've always felt that one of the roles of an actor is not just to portray your character, but to help others on stage look good as well. And I think I got a lot of feeling of that supportive attitude just generally. So that's why it was comfortable to say I'd like to direct as well again. And it was pleased to be asked and subsequently to be on the board.
Well, welcome back to the theater, and we're looking forward to seeing you making your Anchorage directing debut, not your directing debut in your life, but in Anchorage as well.
Thanks.
And I think we're running out of time. So we're going to have to say thank you to both of you for coming, Don Gomes and Bill Cotton, for talk about Anchorage Community Theater's upcoming season. And I look forward to it. It sounds great.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on Stage Talk.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Up in Talkeetna, running all summer until August 29th, you can see How to Make Love Like an Alaskan, a part improv, part scripted comedy. Showtimes are Sunday through Wednesday at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. For tickets and information, go to info@DenaliArtsCouncil.org.
There will be auditions at Cyrano's this weekend for the November production of Dick Reichman's new play, Bruckner's Last Finale. They'll happen tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Cyrano's. Needed are one female and four males. For more information, call Scarlett at 274-2599 or 230-4185.
The Poetry Parley is looking for 9 readers for its August meeting. Contact Poetry Parley. That's poetryparley@gmail.com.
Also over at Cyrano's, they're premiering a new musical, Gold Rush Girls, running through September the 2nd. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7, and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Also in Talkeetna, Summer Stock presents Godspell next weekend, August 9th, 10th, and 11th at 7:30. For more information, go to events@DenaliArtsCouncil.org.
And Out North Theater will present the final performances of the Tony Award-winning rock musical Spring Awakening this weekend. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. For more information, contact www.outnorth.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.